We're in the Rambam, yeah. So the Rambam says that you can't add any shmarim to wine at all. I feel a culture. And you can't add. And then what's his next statement?
And
even shmarim shal emesh b'shmarim shal hayom, you still can't add. But it, the implication is shmarim shal hayom b'shmarim shal hayom is mutter, even if it's two barrels. But then he says, but you're allowed to pour from one barrel to another barrel and use the very shmarim from the barrel. The implication is two barrels is no good. So the Rambam is a kasher resh l'sefer. Okay? So I was thinking of the Rambam, so I think the pshat in the Rambam is like this. That shmarim shel emesh means from the same barrel. If you took out the shmarim shel emesh last night when the wine was fermenting and you put it on the side, you can't even add those shmarim back again in the next day, because it's considered an alien element. And if it's considered an alien element, so then you're displacing the wine and you're not allowed to do that. But that's why the Rambam writes in his Lashon, he says, Avol, what can you do? If it ever yayim ekli lekli, that's not going to make the shmarim into an alien element.
Right.
You ask me right away, mekli lekli.
Right.
You know, it changes if it sits overnight?
That's what he's saying. Yeah, overnight's not good. If you emptied it out overnight and you left the shmarim, then the shmarim are alien. But if you do it immediately, then it's considered part of the wine and it's mutter. That's the rum. So according to the Rambam, there's a chiddush. According to Rashi, we don't understand the chiddush. Because what is he telling you? He's telling you that the Rashi says, because the shmarim from another wine is going to mekalkel the other barrel of wine. So that, of course, you know, if that's the case. I mean, it's just a fact in winemaking. Okay, so we don't understand what the chiddush is according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, there is a chiddush. Okay. So now we're taking the Gemara. Rava, the next part of the Mishnah. Mayim, the last part, Mayim B'yayim.
Yeah, hold for Rabbi Chay.
The water means that they used to sell concentrate. That was the wine. And then you mix the water to make it a finished product. Okay, that's the way they had the wine. They used to cut it. It was like a hard substance almost. And then they'd mix the water with it, like a 3-to-1 or 2-to-1, whatever. So here, the person did the mixing for the other person. He mixed the water. So the question is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says that he's allowed to do it, but he has to be Modian. Why? Because generally they sell the concentrate, so he'll think he's getting concentrate. And really, he's getting a diluted product. Okay.
Concentrate is liquid?
The concentrate was really pretty dry. It was pretty much like almost like a solid.
So how could it
fool somebody?
Yeah, it's going to be four times the volume. It's really obviously going to be two different things.
Well, he doesn't know. I mean, it's in the barrel. He doesn't see it. So...
Isn't the taste going to be different?
Even when it's being worse tasting.
I know, but a guy's going to sell me something. It's like, he's not going to fool me, because eventually I'm going to taste it and I'm going to say...
Yeah, but he doesn't...
What did you do to me?
Yeah, but he'll say, that's what I sold you. You wanted wine. I gave you wine. It's certainly wine. As a matter of fact, what I did was I made it more edible.
Right.
Drinkable. Okay. So, what does the Gemara say? So you have to be Modia that you started the process of making the wine drinkable.
Why
Are you going to charge him four times the price?
Hmm?
Aren't you going to charge him four times the price, though?
That's because he thinks he's getting a deal.
Well, it depends how much water you mix in.
Well, it depends how much water.
Yeah,
but you mix only a little bit of water.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, or it could be a more expensive wine. I don't know. The water's not talking about price.
Okay.
But anyways...
You give him a good deal.
Right. So, so what does Gemara say? Unless you modia, but the velola tagar afal pisha modia. But you can't sell to a tagar, a businessman, even if you let him know. Why? Because Shane Osayola Ramosbo. Because now you're selling a product that you could fool somebody with. Okay? So you can't even sell it to the tagar, even if you modia him, because you suspect that now the tagar could use it as a can fool somebody, and the tagar usually is that person that will do it. That will do that type of thing.
Because he's a tagar?
Yeah.
What is that, an issue of Messiah?
In other words, he sold it. Apparently the guy can't, the barrel is open, but the guy can't tell them that there's mayim in there.
Right.
Okay. So that you're not allowed to do because it's Knevis Das. But, and you can't sell it to a Tagar, even if you let him know, because you're giving him an object of Ramos. And it's Lefnever.
That's the answer, Lefnever?
Yeah. If you know the guy's not honest, and you're giving him an object of Ramos, so that's Lefnever. That's Rashi's, right?
Which Rashi is this? Anel Ramos? Mm-hmm. We skipped that Rashi, right?
What Rashi? So in other words, they brought him the Chamra from the Chanus. He mixed it up and he tasted it, and it wasn't fragrant. So it lacked one of the qualities of the wine. Shadre l'chanuso. So he sold it back to the Chanus. Amalei Abaye v'anan tanan v'lo l'tagar af pisho dio. So how can he do that? Because the chenveni, Rashi says, chenveni hain tagar. The yachzar chenveni zeh, the yim karenu b'cheskes yayin b'chanus v'rei amayim u'rovim bo. V'ato machatalo the ikal lefneiver. Okay, so what did he answer him? So he said, Amalei mizga didi meidi idea. In other words, since he has a lot of water, so he won't be able to sell it as a concentrate. So therefore, the tagor, or the chenveni in this case, cannot fool anybody with it.
Right. It's not a mechshol.
Not a mechshol. So then the Gemara asks an important question. So Rashi says, what is he going to do? That the tagar, who's a crook, will go and he'll add some more, not like his. So it won't be Rava's. It won't be Rava's Maziga. So then he'll be able to use it as an object of the sea. Okay. So the Gemara says. Im kain ein ladavasof. Ein ladavasof. So what does Rashi say? She'af amayim levadam osel limkor lechemveni. If that's the case, he can't even sell lechemveni water. Shema Ya'arvim B'yayin. V'lo choshu ela bizman she'ani mocha lo dovor ha'osi l'ramas bo. K'mos shu achshav. Okay. This is a Leslie Unger show. See, in other words, if a guy asks you, the question is like this, can I pay a guy in cash? I know the reason that I'm paying him in cash. He wants to dodge the tax.
There's no taxes on cash.
There's no tax on cash. There's no record of anybody paying tax on cash. So, so therefore, so is that Lefnever? as opposed to a case where a guy asks you for a false bill.
We had that case.
Right. So a false bill is definitely an instrument and a vehicle of deceiving.
Yeah.
So that you definitely can't do. But if I pay him in cash, so then you'll say that he's going to go and he's not going to pay the taxes. But that's not my business. In the double self, I can't sell him a carcass. He's going to ride it on Shabbos. Do you follow?
Well, this is why he's asking to pay in cash.
No,
he's
not. No. No, he wants cash. It's easier for him.
He wants cash.
Bank account.
Right.
Yeah, an unmarked 2020s.
He didn't say that.
The Isser is only to sell a person an object of Ramiya. That would mean, like, the guy asks you to make out a false bill. So then it's Lefneiver. If you sell him something, and he could do a Ramos, I mean, what are you supposed to follow him around all his life? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And the Dovasov. There's no Isser like that. Okay. I'll put it down. If a guy says to you, I can give it to you cheaper if you pay me cash, so then you can't do it. Because he's telling you, ipso facto, I'm going to cheat the government.
But I thought you said, based on what Moshe thinks is a certain amount of cash, you don't have to declare.
Akol k'minhag ha'medina means that the minhag ha'medina makes an automatic assumption that that amount is in it. No more, no less. But you can't, rather than saying that if the minhag ha'medina is to mix water in, so now he knows that already, so it's his job to ask you, how much should you put in? The answer is that no, because everybody goes, the minhag ha'medina is like a law. Right, that's the finish. Okay, good. What's next?
The Mishnah?
Yeah.
A tiger, no tell mehe gronos, venosin etoch megur achas, mehe gisos, venosin maseoch pitun echot, bevash lehe mishavin la'arif. Rashi?
Oh, 1 second. Uvena gisos shanu, that what?
Oh, I guess you can only mix in the water, Banagiso, so you can't mix it in afterwards. Presumably, I imagine it's the same reason. It's not going to be pogamed if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But it sounds like it'd be the same thing, that if you can pour it in before it ferments, then it'll ferment with the water and it'll be a good wine. Otherwise, it'll just taste like watered down
garbage
wine. Even though they did they add water?
Yeah,
these days.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better if it's added in the initial process.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Last part.
A tiger, no to mehe gronos, venos netoch megurachas, mehe gisos, venos netoch pitamechad, bevach, lehe miskavim arach.
So what is that?
Rashi, a tiger, no to mehe gronos. Shekol akol yodim bo shelo galu b'sedosav b'sedosav umibnei adam harbe lokech ubecheskas kein lochem. They're buying from him, assuming he's buying from multiple fields, not from one field. Megur otzer sheogrim bo tua gorein hu she dashen v'zorin bo as a tua. The derech hatagar liknos mibali batim b'shas egor no lahachnes megur shelo. So he buys it from the threshing floors. And he's machnas all the different grains from different fields into one warehouse. Eventually, skadim arev ulahotzi kol liknos harov mimaka meshubach. Ulahotzi kol liknos harov mimaka meshubach la arev v'makam acher. V'shchein asovim shekol peros miosa makam.
Takes from the best places.
So what does mishlei schavim la arev?
So he takes from the best of the tefuah, and he's going to mix it into all of them, in order that if somebody's going to taste the good one and think, oh, they're all like this, so he wants to have some good, some unbelievable ones in each one or something. He just wants a good. He wants a good word in the street.
Right. So in other words, so what does he do? He sends out. He buys most of the stuff from one field.
The best one. Rovav is going to be the great. Rovav is going to be great stuff.
And then the coal is out, that he bought from this best field. And then he's my, that's called Mechavin Larev. But if what, if he doesn't do that?
Right, she doesn't have to worry that there are going to be different qualities, different fields. People know that, they expect that. But if he intends to do a great majority of great stuff and just mix in a small amount of bad stuff, so then he can't do that. Because that's deceptive. He's like, Doc, good doing that.
So what does Mischavin Larev mean?
It means he's dafka mixing in a smaller amount of inferior quality stuff because it makes you think.
Mischavin Larev means that, you see, if he takes from different fields and he puts it into his Gorin.
Right,
not a problem.
So that's no problem. But if he takes it from one field
and
now he's Mischavin to dilute it, that's us.
So he can do a little bit, so people aren't going to really notice that it's...
There won't be a call that he buys the best stuff.
There still will be a call that he buys the best stuff. As long as a robe of it is the best stuff, people will still think he's buying the best stuff.
Right.
And just a little bit...
He buys from many places and never get a call. That's not a problem.
Right. But you need robe. The key is to have robe from Makom Meshubach. That way people don't...
That's the cola.
The cola is based upon, like, with a...
Right. And he's not allowed to eat anything.
He's not allowed to eat, right. He can't eat...
Once is a cola, too.
No. But yeah. He is, he's Miskavi Lahotzi call.
Yes. That's correct.
He's trying to get a call by doing robe for Makom Meshubach.
Right.
It's a different type of collection.
Yeah, so what's the chiddush here? The question here is, do I say that since he's a Tagar, so everybody knows he mixes? So they'll never trust him because they know that he always... is mixing because he always buys from many fields. So now in this one case, there's a coal.
Right.
So do I say they don't listen to the coal because they know he's a tagar, and therefore it's not Ramos, and they know that he mixes? Or do I say no, that a coal is a final, is a finality, that no matter what, people always listen to a coal? And in business, that's true. Why do they listen to the call? Because they have the fantasy of getting a higher product, a better deal. So since in business, people always have a fantasy that this is hashgacha, that my opportunity to make extra, to get a better product, so they'll always listen to a call. But I might have said no, that they know he's a tiger and he's in the business of mixing. So even though I heard he bought a lot of stuff in that field, but I can't trust him, I have to make sure, because that's the way he always does business, is derech is to mix.
Right.
Or do I say no, that since there's a call, so people are going to listen to the call. So the Gemara concludes, they do listen to the call. When they hear the call, they get excited. And because they're excited that they can get a deal, so they're really going to believe the call. Person believes what they want to hear. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that the kol is like a fact to them. It's a law in the psychology of business. That's what he's saying. That the person, that if there is something out there and that caters to his fantasy of getting a good deal, the person is going to believe it. So in any case in business where that happens, it's going to be sheker to not disclose. Even though they say, look, I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything, I didn't say anything. But the answer is because a person always is looking for that fantasy when they're doing business, now I got a good deal. Mm-hmm. So the coal is a fact to him. That's the chiddush of your mission. It's a business chiddush. That a coal is always accepted because that's the nature of the person. Can't resist it. Can't resist accepting the call.
Even if he wasn't Mechavin?
The Mishnah says it only mentions Kavanas Arev. Rashi mentions Kavanas Olozi Kol. But the Mishnah, why does it mention Lago? Rashi's giving you a case, the regular case. The regular case is that he knows he's making a call and He's just giving you the circumstance. But even if the coal, even if he wasn't mechavin for the coal, but the coal was there and now he's mechavin la'ariv, that's us.
What do you mean mechavin la'ariv? What does that mean? The last thing?
He's mechavin to mix it.
But he always mixes.
He just takes.
He takes from five different fields, puts them together.
Puts them together in one silo.
Now it came out that this is the great combination of mostly good and a little bit bad, and now when people buy it, there's a coal and they think it's great stuff.
Okay.
But he put it together just because he's storing it from five different people.
Doesn't matter.
He's got to tell people.
Yeah.
Once there's a coal.
Once there's a coal,
yes. And what does he mean, Lays Chayim Arav? He means he shouldn't have Kavana.
Where there's already a coal? Yes. Where there's a coal, so he can't be Mechavim Arav.
Doesn't the coal come after he already mixed it? Once you mix it, you get the great
No. The coal comes when he buys it.
Coal comes when he buys it?
Yeah, sure.
He buys it from one good store.
Right.
Public source. Word gets out that he bought out of stock.
He buys it from the good.
And people know he's buying good stock.
What's the difference between the first case, which is Mutter, and the second case, that's Osir?
Which is Osir?
No-tell, Mehigranos.
Oh, because there he could mix, because everybody knows that he takes from Mehigranos. So therefore, he could mix it intentionally.
So that means there's no coal.
What?
I mean, there's no coal.
That's right, there's no coal.
You're saying when he buys both...
But the Rambam learns differently. It has nothing to do with coal. He doesn't mention coal. He says that what he's saying is you could put all the stuff you want in the silo, in one silo. And then when you start pulling it out, so naturally you're going to have... there's going to be parts of each one. But you can't be mischavin la'arev and mix them up homogeneously.
Why not?
That's what the Ram says. In other words, you can't mix it up and really make a thorough mix. But you can take it out of the silo the way you put it in there. So you just be a little bit, whatever mix happens, it has to happen accidentally. But it can't happen intentionally. Why not?
Right.
Same thing.
And do people...
Yeah, what the Rambam is saying is like this. Which halacha is that?
Zayin.
Ches?
Zayin.
Perek?
Yuches.
Halacha Zayin. What the Rambam... What does it make a difference if the Tagar... If he takes from all different fields, he's allowed to put it into one thing, and it mixes automatically. So why can't he mix it intentionally? So the answer is because then it'll be, once he intends to present a better-looking product, that's going to have his thoughts. Even though it could be, it would have came out like that also. But then it's not going to have his thoughts. But if he intends to put his best foot forward, if his best foot goes forward naturally, that's okay. But if he intends to do it, that's going to have a stress. That's what Rambam says. It's an interesting sheet. He's pretty machmas. In other words, it's going to have a stress because he thinks it came out that way naturally. And you really made a setup. So that's really good. So that's going to have us less.
Who cares? I don't like it.
We just mentioned that in business today, let's say a person was selling a shoe, so he super polishes the shoe to make it look really unbelievable. But when the person buys the shoe, he just normally polishes it. It doesn't look that good. But now he thinks it's going to look that good. So that's going to have us less. And even though the competition does it, you know, what do they call it when you fix up the...
Airbrush,
right.
But why don't you say that they're all modia? It's like everybody knows that you do this. It's like everybody. It's like the
case. Because it works. Even though everybody knows that there's a certain amount of airbrushing going on, but they don't. They really fool themselves. Like I said before, that they want to think it's a great deal, like the cult. So they're not going to think that this thing was super polished, and when I polish it, it's not going to look like that.
You say on the bottom of the picture, this is an airbrush.
You know, they don't do that. If you do that,